Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Northwest Arkansas has been hit hardest by the latest snowstorm to clobber the state. The National Weather Service said 20 inches of snow fell Wednesday at Gentry, where the 1,400-student school district hasn't held classes in more than a week. Other rural districts in the region have also been unable to send buses on icy backroads. An intense storm band dropped 18 inches of snow at Siloam Springs, 16 at Springdale, 14 at Fayetteville. The storm is spreading across Arkansas, though the totals aren't expected to be as high elsewhere. A large section of central Arkansas is forecast to get between 4 and 6 inches. Once again, some snow totals. Gentry, 20 inches. Elm Springs, 18. Siloam Springs, 18. Springdale, 16. Fayetteville, 14. Bella Vista, 13 inches of snow. Berryville, 7 inches. Elkins, 5. Alpena, 5. Green Forest, 5. Eureka Springs, 3 inches. This area through here, 3 inches and rising. The Arkansas National Guard has about 40 soldiers and airmen ready to provide assistance to people stuck in the snow. The Guard has 18 Humvees ready to fan out from bases in Russellville, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, Little Rock, Conway, Malvern. Earlier this season, the Guard gave assistance when traffic bogged down on Interstate 30 and motorists were stranded for hours. How does it look as far as North Central Arkansas is concerned? We spoke earlier with meteorologists with the National Weather Service, Emily Nipper, about that. National Weather Service meteorologist with us. Looks like that the computer model may have moved a little further north now. I know Northwest Arkansas, North Central Arkansas, the amounts are going up.
That's right. Across North Central Arkansas, we're looking at anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. The highest amounts are going to be over the northwest quarter of the state. We've already had reports of close to 2 feet at Fayetteville and Springdale. In portions of Newton County, we've had 14 inches reported. So we're looking for the heaviest snow to be over there. But towards Mountain View and Batesville, we're looking at 6 to 10 inches. It's a very dry snow, and most places this morning have had a snow ratio of 15 to 1. So that means 1 inch of moisture would bring 15 inches of snow.
Well, it'll move out of the state by when, do you think?
Late this afternoon. Batesville will probably stay around until right around sunset, and then we might see some light flurries continue through the evening hours, but most of the heaviest stuff will be out by sunset.
That's Emily Nipper with the National Weather Service in North Little Rock. Wintry weather is forcing Arkansas lawmakers to cut their work short this week. The Arkansas Senate adjourned until Monday because of snow blanketing much of the state and snarling traffic. Senate leaders said they wanted to give lawmakers a chance to make it home, though some said they plan to stay in Little Rock and ride out the weather. The House adjourned until Thursday, and that brings you right up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B.